Thank you so much for your morning instructions. I was a little confused this morning about the nutriments. I'm assuming the nutriments nourish our suffering. They do. They don't have to. In the sense, our spiritual practice has to be nourished as well. Our aspiration for happiness and liberation has to be nourished also. It cuts both ways. Anyway, what I wrote down, I'm not sure it's correct. Sensual contact or sensory contact, mental volition, consciousness. So that the four nutriments are material food, but it's the understanding of material food, it can highlight and give us the opportunity to understand is those five chords of sensual pleasure, or sense desire, understanding the realm of the senses and how that works. And the second one is contact, which is passa, which is both a sense contact, but it's also contact within the mind. It's not just external contact, it's an internal contact. Passa is and what that can highlight and give us the opportunity to understand is feeling. So pleasant feeling, painful feeling, neutral feeling, vedana. Because it's that passa vedana usually then, it leads on to, it keeps rolling, it keeps proliferating. We react to the feeling that we experience. The Buddha said that the untrained mind tends to react out of desire when it experiences pleasant feeling, reacts with aversion when it experiences unpleasant feeling, and reacts with delusion when it experiences the neutral. But with that neutral, and then of course they were seeking contact. It's just as part of the human condition. So just to learn to understand so that we're not blindly reacting. Mental volition is that intention, volition, movement of mind, and when we really understand that, then we get a window of insight or clarity on the three forms of desire, sensual desire, desire for being, becoming, existence, and then desire for non-being, for annihilation. So, kāma-tanha, bhava-tanha, vipava-tanha. And then consciousness, the nutriment of being something, then we build up the associate that name and form is what we can understand. Nama rupa, the materiality, mentality that really forms or coalesces into me being something. So that's what we can understand.